Here we go. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Austin Bechtold with you on a Friday where it's Combine Week. Yesterday was defensive linemen and linebackers. The Combine this weekend, Indianapolis. Lots going on at the Combine. Lots of really exciting things to look forward to with the Steelers and things going on, events going on with who the Steelers might draft in just a couple of months. The 2024 NFL Draft, Steelers are trying to host the draft in a couple of years, 26, 27. But what about trading for Justin Fields? Omar Khan spoke yesterday. Well, didn't really seem like he wanted to talk about it.
Trial run. All right. You traded for Justin Fields?
I'm not going to go into details about the conversations that we've had, but like I mentioned earlier, I can tell you that I have an obligation to look at every avenue that's out there to try to make us a better football team.
How about Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson? Everybody else who's been rumored to sign.
Yeah, same answer.
Well, there was discussions?
What's that?
There was discussions?
I'm not going to get into detailed conversations.
Do you anticipate any more players being cut for cap purposes to get that?
I mean,
consider this. Omar Khan is not just going to come out and say, yeah, we're trading for Justin Fields. We love Justin Fields. It's not going to happen. It's not business. It's not a negotiation with the Bears. It's bad for the Steelers in that regard. If you say anything about Justin Fields, whatnot. Say anything good about Justin Fields, whatever. Any quarterback out there. You know, that's not surprising. Nobody should be surprised that Omar Khan did not confirm and really did not deny anything either. Just kind of said no comment. Not surprising for me. It shouldn't be surprising for you either at 412-928-9370. And just the overall level of question marks, suspense, maybe the right word, around the Steelers this year. And really this offseason. Quarterback, we know Kenny Pickett's going to be back though, right?
I have full faith in Kenny. He's shown us some good things, and obviously there were some issues with the offense, and I'm excited about the impact that Arthur Smith's going to have on him. You know, Arthur's very optimistic about Kenny, and I know they've communicated, and like I said, we'll have some strong competition there, and we'll see where it goes.
That's been the key phrase, competition, strong competition. Any competition? What is competition? What really is competition? What is it for Kenny Pickett? Is it Mason Rudolph coming back? Is it Ryan Tannehill to be a statue? Just kind of stand there and gaze along as Kenny Pickett gets the first team reps? What is it? Is it Justin Fields? Is it Russell Wilson, who supposedly the Steelers are only interested in as a backup? What is a competition? Doesn't seem like the Steelers really want one for Kenny Pickett. Or if they do, it's a competition that he can easily win. They rig the competition. Heard at a basketball game last night working Lincoln Park and Hampton. The fans were chanting, this is rigged against Hampton and Lincoln Park, whatever. But I did want to talk about high school sports for a minute. Crowley knows where this is going. Because my Baldwin Fighting Hounders are the Whitfield Championship, baby! And, you know, it makes me think just how important high school sports are for people, how important high school sports are for a community. A friend texted me yesterday, so what do you think our chances are? I'm driving back from Chicago to see the game on Saturday. I mean, I know it's captivated our community. I know it's captivated a lot of people, whether it's football championships, basketball championships, where you grew up, where you went to school. I mean, it means a lot. A lot of people played for these teams. My friend who's coming back from Chicago did. Played for the Baldwin basketball team. They've only been there since in 85. They've never won. Ever. In the highest classification. Back then it was 4A. Now it's 6A. It's just really cool and surreal. And it wouldn't surprise me if there's over 5,000 people for each side in the Peterson Event Center between Baldwin and St. Clair. And it was cool to be able to watch just some of the star talent that's on display. Peter Kramer's going to Lehigh, played for Hampton. Brandon Cummings is staying home at Pitt. Malik Thomas is a top 10 recruit in the country. Has offers from Duke, Kentucky, Pitt. Who knows if he'll stay home and be a hometown hero. But it just makes you really appreciate how much we talk about pro sports, how much we talk about college sports. And high school sports still means something. And it means something to so many people because it's so personable. It's intimate. It's real. It's amateur. With all the kids basically just playing for themselves, playing for each other, and playing for the community. This is not, there's no NIL involved. This is not players getting millions and millions of dollars in college basketball like it is now and basically getting paid like it's the NFL. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Ball and basketball will be a championship. I know I'll be there. I'm excited for it. And just the overall level of high school sports, I love it. Go Baldwin.